I thought about a roleplay version of this, and I can still make one of those at some point if it's preferred. But with so much sadness in the world right now, I felt it might be better just to speak from the heart. So, if you've just listened to one of my audios, or you've listened to someone else's, and now you need a little TLC, I'd like to help. I'd love for you to make sure you're comfortable, and when you're ready, close your eyes and focus on nothing but breathing deeply and the sound of my voice. I want you to imagine lying here in my arms. We're comfortable. We're safe. You're comfortable. You're safe. My arms are not the strongest arms in the world, but they'd protect you as best they could. I'd protect you as best I possibly could. Imagine me now, stroking your hair, very gently, as long as you'd be okay with that. Every now and again, I'd give your body a little squeeze of reassurance. You could melt into me, look up into my eyes. They are a sort of mixed blue-green. You'd see a lot of affection in them for you. And you'd hear my heart thumping steadily. And you would know, right now, it's thumping for you. And if I could, maybe after a little while, I'd take you by the hand and lead you into the shower. Because you know hygiene's a very important part of keeping safe. And I'd clean my good girl up. But we'd lie here first for as long as you needed. Staying very still, together. Just breathing. My occasional strokes of your hair, or gentle head scratches. Anything you'd need. Picture that. Picture us. My bare body holding yours lovingly. Listening to the birds cheeping outside. Always there. The little calls and songs giving us hope. Did you know that if you hear a robin singing in the spring, 99% of the time, it's the male singing. But if you hear them in the winter, it's likely to be the female holding her territory. I could sing a little song right now, picturing holding my territory. But I'll spare you the audio. And of course, you're not my territory, really. You are you. You are your own person. You are whole, separate from the desires you feel when you're aroused. It's okay to want what you do when you're turned on. When you hear my voice, or any voice, whispering filthy things into your ear. Or when you look at porn. You don't need to be ashamed. You don't need to feel bad. You're not a bad person, and you're not weird. Many people have desires beyond the vanilla. And you're not just a toy. You're not really just a plaything to be used, or to be neglected in favor of someone else. You're beautiful. You're special. You're intelligent and you're worthy of love. You are so worthy of love. Trust me. I don't know much, but this I'm sure of. You mean something to me, to the world. If I'm cruel in the bedroom, it's only because it's what we both want in the moment. Outside of it, I'd never say mean things to you. I wish only to lift you up, to make you feel wonderful, to make you feel good about yourself. To remind you how gorgeous you are, how fantastically complex and brilliant and kind. You're better than the first cup of tea in the morning, better than cheese on crackers, or a buttered crumpet. And I'm not just talking about the way you taste. You are lovely. It doesn't matter to me how you were born, or what your eye color is, or where you're from. It doesn't matter what goes through your mind when you're thinking about getting fucked, or how much you enjoy degradation when you're touching yourself, or I'm touching you, or someone else's. Enjoy it in the moment, but ultimately, I know, and I hope you know, you are my equal, and you are beautiful. Can you tell me you're beautiful? Whisper it to me now, as if I were there. And don't be cheeky and say you're beautiful. Tell me you are. You are. And tell me you're loved and worthy of love. Say it to yourself for me. Thank you. It's important that you believe it. You're beautiful. You're loved. You're worthy of love, and you're strong, you're powerful, you're safe with me right now, but soon you'll have to face the harsh world again, and you can do it because you're beautiful, and you're loved, and you're strong, and you're powerful. Just keep your eyes closed a little longer. Breathe in and breathe out. Feel how loved you are, how strong, how wonderful, how beautiful. This whole time, if you were with me, I would have been stroking your hair and whispering it into your ear. I guess I did anyway. And I hope you feel calmer now. I hope you feel strong. Maybe strong enough to take a shower or clean up if you need to. Or just fall asleep if you're clean. I give you permission. Imagine falling asleep on me. With me. With me lightly kissing your forehead, your cheeks, your nose, and your lips, very gently, holding you close and keeping you safe.